Head right here on WMAL, 8 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Heads up, Mark Rail commuters. There is no service this morning on Mark's Camden line because someone was struck on the tracks by a CSX train this morning near College Park. Mark is urging its riders to use the Penn line this morning instead. New this morning, President Trump says he will order a major investigation into voter fraud. The president tweeted early today that the investigation will target those registered to vote in more than one state, those who are illegal, and even those who are registered, he says, to vote who are dead, and many for a long time. Mr. Trump says that, quote, depending on results, we will strengthen up voting procedures. President Trump today also travels to the Department of Homeland Security to sign a series of executive actions centering on immigration.
Today, the focus is on border security, building that wall with Mexico. Now, the question is, who will pay for it? The campaign rally anthem was always, Mexico will pay for it. Well, of course, we know Mexico, the government has said they will not pay for it. The U.S. government actually will foot the bill at the beginning here and then will ask for a reimbursement.
Jeff Zeleny, the president's also expected to sign an order tomorrow targeting so-called sanctuary cities where local leaders won't hand over illegal immigrants for deportation. This comes as Howard County leaders consider a bill to designate the county as a sanctuary for undocumented workers.
Two Howard County council members, Democrats, made the proposal after President Trump was elected. But Howard County executive Republican Alan Kittleman tells WMAL's Larry O'Connor it's a bad idea.
The law that they're proposing could affect seriously our ability to enforce some very serious crimes, such as gang violence, such as human trafficking, child pornography, and it just doesn't make sense for us to be doing this.
The council could vote on the legislation to make Howard County a sanctuary city by early February. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump is on the verge of nominating a Supreme Court justice. He has reportedly narrowed his choice to three federal appeals court judges ranging in age from 49 to 54. The Secret Service is promising to take appropriate action after an agent suggested on Facebook that she would not take a bullet for Donald Trump if someone tried to shoot him. Agent Carrie O'Grady broke federal law that prevents agents from airing their political views publicly.
She's being ordered back to Washington from her post in Denver to answer questions about this, and it's unclear what action will be taken. I spoke with someone at the Secret Service who tells me the sentiment right now with the agency is extreme disappointment and that her personal views are essentially overshadowing, at least for now, a lot of the work the agency did through the campaign and through the inauguration.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. Now, there is a phone number that anyone can call and reach the White House. But don't get the number wrong.
Somebody tweeted our phone number as the number to call the White House.
No, Arlene Wagner's not a White House receptionist.
We serve soup, salad, sandwiches.
She's a co-owner of the DuPont Circle Sandwich Institution, Bub and Pops, whose phone number is just one digit off from the White House's. She says they've been getting 40 or 50 wrong number calls a day, and instead of just hanging up.
We got really curious about what the calls were about.
Some about Obamacare, others about cabinet picks.
People are just calling because they want to be heard.
But she can't ignore the calls.
It could be somebody wanting a Pop's beef brisket.
In DuPont Circle, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland's high school graduation rate is improving. The percentage of students getting a diploma is now at an all-time high, according to new state figures, while the dropout rate in Maryland is at an all-time low. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,913, the Nasdaq at 5601. Sports, the Caps lose in Ottawa. The Wizards beat Boston. College basketball, Virginia wins, and Maryland wins, giving the Terps their best start in 18 years. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, weekdays 3 to 6, The Larry O'Connor Show. Larry, live and local.
We talk about everything. There are no rules, so bring it.
The Larry O'Connor Show. Now, weekdays 3 to 6 on WMAL.
Hey, everyone, I got the perfect New Year's resolution, one that will save you money and improve your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year, you will save a ton of money with windows that will increase the value of your home and give your home more curb appeal. Let the experts at Thompson Creek Window Company come and show you how they can save you money, not just right now, but year after year, and why they are the best window company in town. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs every window right in their local factory. Call Thompson Creek right now. mention WMAL, and you'll get 25% off each window. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL, and you'll receive 25% off each window with Thompson Creek's biggest window sale of the year. This is the simplest New Year's resolution of all time. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hang on, Virginia Beltway. Some unusual backups leaving 95 and to get you onto the outer loop toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. The crash after Van Dorn. I'm looking at it right now. The two pickup trucks that involved. Police are able to get that to the right shoulder. That police car partially crowds the right lane, so be very cautious if you're in that far right. Again, outer loop as you pass Van Dorn, heading over toward Eisenhower Avenue and the Wilson Bridge. For 395, as you come out of Newington, pretty much a continuous lineup to and across the 14th Street Bridge. We've had a long-standing crash on the westbound side of the freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel near Main Avenue. Still see some of that activity. And as a result, the 11th Street Bridge and 295 northbound, pretty solid lineup to get you on through. If you haven't heard, in Upper Marlboro, accident involves an overturned dump truck. And we have a closure of Route 4. So if you're heading outbound, southbound Route 4, just as you pass 301, that's where the dump truck's overturned with the closure. If you're coming inbound, you are able to get through, but a lot to check out, so slows in each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers staying mild, the sky stays clear as we're going to run up near 60 this afternoon. Overnight tonight, some clouds come back in with showers later, 49. Tomorrow, 55, some showers in the morning, and then developing sunshine with a gusty west wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 28 in Stafford, 37 in Damascus, 46 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump doubles down on voter fraud claims with a call for a major investigation. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. The president does believe that. He has stated that before. I think he stated his concerns of voter fraud and people voting illegally during the campaign. And he continues to maintain that belief based on studies and evidence that people have presented to him.
Well, that was White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer after the president had said that he believes that he could have won the popular vote if it had not been for all of the illegals who voted in this country. This morning, he is on the Twitter machine saying that he will be asking for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those who registered to vote in two states. Those who were illegal are dead. And he says, depending on results, we will strengthen up voting procedures. Very much in the news and absolutely on the mind of the current president of the United States.
Right.
How fortuitous that we have with us today Hans von Spakovsky. He's a former counsel of the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights at the Justice Department and a former commissioner of the Federal Election Commission. He talks about this issue right now. He is also a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Good morning to you, Hans. You're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks to the president for tweeting out what actually needs to be done in this area.
Yeah, and what's your reaction? It says he's going to ask for a major investigation. Who would conduct such an investigation?
Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice, and it's a 180-degree turn from the past administration, which basically over the past 8 years, ignored most cases of voter fraud that were turned over to it, and second, did everything they could to stop states from putting in any kind of security measures that would clean up our elections, like voter ID or proof of citizenship when you register to vote.
Well, I've always had problems with motor voter. I mean, in Virginia, I've noticed that when you go to the DMV, they make it painfully easy to essentially just kind of sign up to vote without any verification. So let me ask a question. I'm a former investigator myself. How do you go about even starting to get into something like this with what you just said? I mean, you just said there's been 8 years of, I would say, criminal neglect. Where do you start?
Well, they could start in Virginia, which you just mentioned. Look, prior to the election, it was discovered that in just eight counties in Virginia,
right,
more than almost 1,100 non-citizens had been taken off the rolls. They were discovered by accident. Many of them had voted in prior elections. They ought to be, the Justice Department needs to go over, get the files on those 1,100 non-citizens, start investigating, and start prosecuting.
Well, what about this thing that he said the other day, that he might have won the popular vote if it hadn't been for the fact that between 3 and 5 million illegal citizens voted in this election?
Well, the answer to that is that we don't know. And the reason we don't know is because we have this honor system with almost no checks. Look,
right,
there's almost nothing that prevents, for example, non-citizens from registering and voting all across the country. And we know just from, like, that one report in Virginia that, in fact, they're doing it. I could cite you cases, other cases, from all across the country. And think about places like California, where, as Tony said, look, it's easy to get registered when you get a driver's license. No check is made. And remember, California is issuing literally hundreds of thousands of driver's licenses to people who are in the country illegally.
Right. Well, I find fascinating that the mainstream media keeps saying that the claim is quote-unquote debunked. I'm fascinated by the fact that every time I read something from MSC, it's like you said, Hans, it's nobody knows. So the question to me should be for both sides, why don't we just check it out? Because the very integrity, as Lindsey Graham has pointed out, of our democracy is a question here. Why don't we verify it?
Yeah, and look, let's go back to what the president said. He said they want to find people who are registered in more than one state. Well, we know for certain, back in 2012, Pew did a study. They found 2.8 million people registered in more than one state. They found 1.8 million people who are dead. And look, prior to the election, just a couple of TV stations, CBS stations, one in Southern California, one in Colorado, actually started looking at people who were dead but who were still registered to vote, and they found hundreds of them had continued to vote after they had died.
But hold on. I hear all the time from the Democrats, oh, there is no credible evidence to suggest that voter fraud exists. It's a myth.
Yeah, well, that's because it's hard to discover, but I would suggest anybody who says that might want to go to the Heritage Foundation, where I work. We started a database only a year and a half ago, and all we're putting into it are recent relevant cases that we find where people are convicted in a court of law of voter fraud. We're up to, I think, almost 450 cases.
Wow.
From around the country, 700 defendants who've been convicted in a court of law.
Wow. Well, I was joking with my friends in Virginia that, you know, Virginia is the only state where you can actually be in Lee's army and still vote from the Civil War. Because I think that Virginia in particular, especially with, I'll be blunt, Terry McAuliffe and some of the folks who control the process have just not treated this with the attention is needed. So.
But let me ask you a question. Let's say Donald Trump conducts this investigation, and he finds that, you know, in the outcome of the investigation, yeah, there's voter fraud. Isn't it up to the states to individually clean these things up? How do you force the states to do this?
No, actually, there's a federal law, the National Voter Registration Act, that requires states to do regular maintenance on their voter rolls. In other words, take off people who have died, take off people who have moved to other states.
But that's on the books now, and it's not done.
It is not done. And in fact, when the Obama folks came in, one of their political appointees over the Department of Justice convened a meeting and told the lawyers there, we will not enforce that provision of the law. And they haven't filed a single case in 8 years to do it, despite the problems with voter rolls.
So you're saying that if they decide to enforce the law, then the states will have to react.
That's exactly right.
Well, we can only hope that would be the case. Did you expect that Trump was going to take this as such an important issue right off the bat, to, like his second and third day, full working day in office?
I was very hopeful that he would.
Well, let's see if it keeps going, because I think this is going to be something I think will take some time. The other thing, obviously, is the process itself of tallying votes and that sort of thing, but obviously it's probably a good conversation for another day.
Yeah. Right. Well, listen, thank you so much. We really appreciate you, Hans von Spakovsky. This, again, if you haven't heard, let me just go through it very quickly. Here is what Donald Trump tweeted out about an hour ago. I will be asking for a major investigation into voter fraud, including those requested to register vote in two states, those who were illegal, even those registered to vote who are dead, and many for a long time. Depending on results, we will strengthen up voting procedures. That was two tweets that came out about an hour ago, and of course, when he gets on the Twitter machine, it is news these days.
Sets the day's trend.
It certainly does. Certainly does. 8:15 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of hiccups this morning. Let's first start in the Seven Corners area. We're problems with one of the signal lights once you come out of Seven Corners if you're continuing or on Route 50 at Patrick Henry Drive right near the Home Depot. Crews are aware that those lights aren't working. They're trying to make the repairs, but a bit tedious to get you on through, so patience and allow everyone through there. On 95, much better. Virginia, little bit of volume just remains at the Occoquan. Then you hit the solid lineup. Newington, onto the Beltway into Annandale, onto 395 to the 14th Street Bridge, and listen closely, this is an unusual backup, heading to the Wilson Bridge off of 95 because of the two pickup trucks involved in the crash, now to the shoulder outer loop near Van Dorn before Eisenhower Avenue. We'll take you around the top side of the Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. It's been a solid lineup this morning due to an earlier crash that's out of the travel lanes. On Route 4 in Upper Marlboro, the overturned dump truck closing outbound southbound Route 4 just at 301. You're coming inbound rubbernecking because there is a lot to check out and it's pretty dramatic. And to the Wilson Bridge, back near St. Barnabas Road, Maryland, into Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a really nice day today. 60 degrees, sunny skies, and light winds. It's going to be just lovely outside. Get there, enjoy it. Tonight, a chance of a shower late, a low of 49, a 40% chance of rain. Tomorrow, a chance of morning showers, but it'll be nicer as the day progresses. Temperature around 55. Friday in the mid-40s. Saturday in the mid-40s. Sunday in the low 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees. 8:17 on WMAL.
Your heating system is working hard just to keep up with these cold temperatures. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any heating repair. That's huge savings. Don't be left out in the cold. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
8:17 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Tony Schaefer in the house today as our guest host. Good to have you here, Tony.
Thanks, Brian.
And we are as a public service to you, our listeners. We're trying to keep you abreast of everything that's going on
breaking in
Trump world. And boy, it's moving fast and furious. So we set out a couple of segments each day now to talk about what happened yesterday and what's expected to happen today. And I mean, I'm telling you, I've never seen a flurry of activity out of any White House.
It's like a blizzard.
I'm telling you, if the Obama people did one thing a day, they thought they'd really worked hard and worked up a sweat. This guy does, you know, it's like the old saying, we do more before 7 o'clock than most people do all day.
That's right. We do more by 7 a.m. than most people do all day.
It's I've never seen anything quite like it. All right, so here's what we learned yesterday. First on the confirmation battles, Ben Carson, HUD, Elaine Chao, Transportation, William Ross, Commerce, all came out of committee yesterday with good positive votes, and they will be voted on very quickly by the United States Senate, and that their confirmations look to be in good order. Democrats did put up a delay on Jeff Sessions for Attorney General, but it doesn't mean anything. He's still going to be the Attorney General of the United States. We now know that Rex Tillerson's going to get all the votes he needs because Joe Manchin, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, has said that he is going to vote for Tillerson. Now, yesterday, there's some of the things that happened at the White House. FBI Director Comey, we are now told, will be staying on and fill out the rest of his 10-year term. There was some thought that maybe there would be a change there, but apparently the word from the White House and from Comey is he's here for a while. The president authorized the construction of the Keystone Pipeline and said finish up the Dakota Pipeline, and that was a big, big, big deal yesterday. We learned that President Trump will address Congress, a joint address to Congress, on February 28th of this year. That was an invitation sent by Paul Ryan, accepted by President Trump. And that we are getting all kinds of information about what's going to happen in the days ahead as well. Here is what is scheduled for today. There apparently will be some kind of event over at DHS, I'm told, which President Trump will sign immigration-related matters, and it will then it will. This is pretty good stuff. It will ban the entry of refugees until they can be vetted more fully. This is a temporary ban.
But wise. I say this is a good idea.
In extreme cases, they will make exceptions.
Right.
But by and large, they're saying no refugees for a while because we don't know who these people are.
And we've seen what good results they had in Europe.
That's right. And there'll be no visas issued for a short time until they get better handle on how things operate. Of anybody coming from Syria, from Iraq, from Libya, from Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. And there will be an attempt by this administration to make it very clear to start cracking down on the sanctuary cities. The cities that say, I don't care what the federal law is, we're going to protect these people. Apparently, there will be an attempt by the federal government to enforce the laws of these lands with regard to these sanctuary cities.
Imagine
and
that.
Perhaps most importantly, the president is going to sign paperwork today that will start the building of the wall that he promised to build.
Right.
Apparently, the legislation is in place. Apparently, the money is in place. All that is required to get this thing jump-started and going is for him to come in and sign some paperwork, which apparently he will do today.
Right. And just think about this for a second, Brian. It's like everything we're talking about here, essentially, is things which were legislated, that is, law. That includes the sanctuary city issue, the fact that the city's been breaking that and not following federal law, the wall being built, which was funded and authorized by Congress for years. It's all kind of like been stuck behind a dam. Maybe, dare I say, it was something that would have interfered with someone else's legacy.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely you're right.
And I think, yeah, it's interesting.
Of course, Donald Trump has got to decide on who his Supreme Court nominee is going to be. Yesterday, we heard that he had it down to three choices. This morning, he tweeted out a little over an hour ago that I will be making my Supreme Court pick on Thursday of next week. Put that on your calendar. That'll be a red letter day. A lot of discussion that day. Apparently, on Thursday of next week, Donald Trump, 1 week from tomorrow, he will give his announcement of who he will send to the Supreme Court.
Do you think it'll be helpful?
I don't know. I don't think it will be. Let's see. Is there anything else I'm missing? No, I don't think that's it. It's been here's this one other thing. Mm. In the District of Columbia, apparently the House of Representatives is going to pass a bill that says you may not use taxpayer funds to pay for abortions in the District of Columbia. As you know, Congress oversees the law of the District of Columbia. And in the past, when Congress has tried to do this, even if it gets passed by the House and Senate, well, the president, the sitting president, Barack Obama, would veto it, and you didn't have the votes. But that's not the case anymore. So apparently they moved yesterday to start this process to ban the use of taxpayer funds to pay for abortions in the District of Columbia. It is 8:23 on WMAL.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative 5-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You don't know me, but it's possible we've met before. Growing up, my dad worked for the NSA. I live just down the street from the Naval Academy. Security is in my blood. It's certainly in my heart. I'm Jim Callahan with Ackerman Security Systems. Over the past 50 years, we've quietly become one of the top home security providers in America. We believe in one simple thing, providing the very best security at a very fair price. There's just no need to pay $40 or $50 or more every month for home security. Ackerman Security is literally half the cost of the big national guys, but it is actually the only security company in America that offers a guaranteed response time. Ackerman protects over 1 million men, women, and children, businesses, and families, just like yours and mine. And we've done it by saving each and every one of them hundreds of dollars every year. Ackerman is committed to being the official security provider of the D.C. metro area. We are right down the street and would love to find out more about you. Call 888-999-1070 or at AckermanSecurity.com.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Let's call Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. This is Marquis speaking.
Hi, Marquis. I need to change my oil, and I want the best.
Okay. I've got Benzoil Platinum, full synthetic.
And how much is that?
$27.99.
And that's good stuff, right?
Yes, sir. Protecting your engine from heat and sludge.
You really know your stuff. What's a good time of night to view Neptune?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Now get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $27.99. While supplies last. See store for detail.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Excellent. Follow me. Here, grab the other end.
But sir, we're a full-service junk removal company.
I'm not sure what that means.
Would you point at it for me?
Sure, that's it, right? Wow.
All you have to do is point.
Can you empty my storage room at work?
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK and we'll meet you there. We're here to make you happy.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It is 8:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Bright Seat. That's where we have a crash. Inbound 202 at Bright Seat Road under police direction. So leave the Beltway. Watch for those 202 delays. And around the Beltway in that stretch past FedEx Field and over toward 202, definitely below speed. In through Chevrolet and Riverdale, heavy with the morning rush hour flow to try to get you past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. The westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. That long-standing crash with cleanup really extends these delays, not just on the westbound freeway and the 11th Street Bridge, but 295 northbound, most of the way from the Beltway. Impacted as well as Suitland Parkway, trying to merge onto those 295 delays. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, heavy in each direction. First off, out of Maryland, pretty normal back near St. Barnabas Road, but out of Virginia due to the crash on the outer loop as you make your trip past Van Dorn. Looks like it's all to the right shoulder. Partially crowds the right lane, even though commuters are using that right lane. Be extra cautious, please. Again, that's the outer loop of the Beltway and heading toward the Wilson Bridge. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces, non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Sky is clear and winter for the next couple of days. Nowhere to be found. Lots of sunshine near 60 today. Some showers later tonight and dropping down to near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees. It is now 8:27. Well, as you remember, Barack Obama, before he left town, he decided that he was going to commute the sentence of one Chadley Manning. I mean, I don't know. I don't know whether to call him Chelsea or Bradley, so I just call him Chadley.
That's a good name.
Chadley Manning apparently is going to be released on May 17th. And yesterday, I didn't know that you could tweet from prison, but apparently you can. And from prison, Chadley tweeted, "I plan on moving back to Maryland this summer." Apparently this was a big decision for Chadley.
Yeah, I guess.
And then in parentheses it says, "Tacoma Park? Question mark. Bethesda? Question mark. Can't wait to go home."
Well, there you go.
And then a little.
I would have thought maybe emoticon. The district.
There's a little emoticon at the end.
Well, I would have thought the district.
Big smile on Chadley's face there. So I'm thinking, okay, People's Republic of Tacoma Park seems like a nice fit.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, I think anywhere where he can get a job as a barista, I think he'll be set.
All right. There you have it. He's coming your way, folks. Get ready. 8:28.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Let's call Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. This is Marquis speaking.
Hi, Marquis. I need to change my oil, and I want the best.
Okay. I've got Benzoil Platinum, full synthetic.
And how much is that?
$27.99.
And that's good stuff, right?
Yes, sir. Protecting your engine from heat and sludge.
You really know your stuff. What's a good time of night to view Neptune?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Now get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $27.99. While supplies last. See store for detail.
How about that inauguration? We have a new president, a new year, a new administration. Let's make sure we get a new you. Focus on your health. You may have recently gotten your annual physical, or maybe you're planning on getting one. I want to urge you to add a virtual physical to your healthcare regimen. I had mine. It's quick, easy, and pain-free.
The virtual physical has saved lives by detecting issues before they become serious. A virtual physical can spot small tumors, aneurysms, plaque buildup, and early signs of cancer long before you show any symptoms. And as you know, early detection and treatment is the key to the cure. There's no need to be uncertain about your health. Virtual physical is here for you. In fact, they can even offer you a $250 discount if you call or book through the month of January. Find out more on the web at virtualphysical.com or call now for your appointment at 301-984-9009.
Coming up in just a moment, we're going to hear a lot today about building the wall, about cracking down on immigration issues, but Donald Trump is not going to go after the Dreamers. Are you okay with that? We'll take your calls coming up after the news, 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. On breaking news this hour, at least two and as many as seven protesters have climbed up a construction crane in downtown Washington, and first responders are now on the scene trying to get them safely back down again. It's happening right now near 15th and L Northwest. It's not clear exactly what the protesters are protesting. Also new this morning, President Trump is promising to investigate his own claims that voter fraud cost him the popular vote.
Many Republicans on Capitol Hill wish he would, but Mr. Trump is not letting go with the notion that he would have won the popular vote against Hillary Clinton, but for millions of fraudulent votes. He tweets he will be asking for a major investigation targeting two states with high turnout of illegal and dead voters. He does not name the states.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. D.C. Councilmember David Grosso has reintroduced legislation that would give permanent residents of the district local voting rights. That would mean that anyone who's a legal permanent resident could vote in a local election. Donald Trump says it's going to be an important day for national security.
We are going to build a great border wall.
President Trump set to take his first steps in executing his signature campaign promise. In just hours, the president will sign an executive order to begin the construction of a wall along the Mexico border.
We are going to build the wall, okay? Don't worry. Don't even think about it.
The order would direct federal funds toward building the wall, but we still don't know how he intends to get Mexico to pay for it.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,913, the Nasdaq at 5601. Sports, the Wizards win, the Caps lose. College basketball, 12th-ranked Virginia wins, and so does number 22 Maryland. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry. And in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395. Overall delays look like this as you come off of 95 and heading up toward a King Street. You get a little bit of a break, and then you'll hit it solid again. This is important to note. From the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway, or if you're extending onto lower 14th Street, we're on lower 14th Street. Your travel lanes are open to get past Independence Avenue and up toward Constitution Avenue, but you might be slightly distracted as you parallel 15th Street. That's what's closed. 15th Street between Independence and Constitution Avenue with an incident. So you see some activity there. On the westbound side of the Southeast Freeway, we'll go the other direction. Coming off of DC 295, we are hung up terribly this morning. The crash. Cleanup continues westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Delays out of Riverdale Chevrolet and northbound 295. If you haven't heard, in Upper Marlboro, have a dump truck that rolled over. We have a closure of outbound southbound Route 4 at 301. If you're coming inbound in toward Upper Marlboro, travel lanes are open, but rubbernecking delays slowing you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you're seeking cold and snow, you're coming to the wrong place. Lots of sunshine and mild today, up near 60 degrees. Overnight tonight, some showers in later, 49. Those showers may clip some of us for the commute in tomorrow morning, but then sun for the afternoon, windy, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Woodbridge, 37 in Rockville, 47 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. So look, should I stay or should I go now?
It's 837 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk today. We're going to see a lot of action at this White House on immigration. And they're going to start building the wall, and he's going to start cracking down on sanctuary cities, and he's going to start enforcing the laws of this land when it comes to immigration. And a lot of people say about dang time right to do that. But one thing that he won't do, and one thing that he has said on several occasions he's not inclined to do, is he's not going to do anything about the Dreamers. These are the children who came over here, maybe as young children, or you know, brought over by their parents. The thought is, well, you know, they didn't have any say in whether they were coming to this country illegally or not. They've grown up in this country. They've gone to school in this country. Should they be sent back? Donald Trump says not entitled, not inclined to do that. It's controversial. It's controversial in some quarters up on Capitol Hill. It is controversial in some quarters around this country. I would like to know, are you okay about taking no action against the Dreamers, at least for now? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It's Brian Wilson in the house today with Tony Schaefer. Hey. You know, I'm sort of, I really, this is one of the hardest nuts to crack.
It is.
Because, look, you got kids who came, maybe they came over as young children or babies, or maybe, you know, they came here as young adults, and they've come into this country, and they've gone to school here. America is, they are in many ways very American. Right. They know a lot about American culture.
And most most cases.
In a lot of cases.
Right.
I don't know how many, but I mean a lot of these cases.
Right.
And so they've never known anything else but America. And now so many people say, well, we should send them back. I don't know how you do that. To me, that doesn't seem right. Now, I understand they violated the law. The families violated the law.
Right.
But what do you do? Send them back to Mexico? They don't even speak Spanish, most of them.
Well, maybe. One of the points earlier, one of our callers earlier called in who had experience with this was saying that some of the students, some of these kids are not assimilating. And we've seen this in protests, in California especially, where you see this subculture which basically says, we don't want to assimilate. We want to basically bring a culture here that's not American. I got a problem with that. My relatives came over at the turn of the last century on the Lusitania, the ship of 1909 from Spain. And my grandparents, my great-grandparents all made sure that on the Spanish side of the family, we all became American. We became assimilated.
Right.
And so they wouldn't even speak Spanish in front of me when I was a kid. So I think if the desire to be here is one because you want to be an American citizen, that's great. But if you want to be Mexican,
we heard it from a teacher in the 6 o'clock hour,
right,
who said a lot of these Hispanic kids don't stand during the Pledge of the Union,
which is a pledge of allegiance. Right.
They don't consider themselves Americans.
Right.
They are very entitled, and they don't care anything at all about becoming American, and they don't respect what this country is and the opportunities they've been given.
So that's the ultimate point of view.
And that's the other side of the thing. Like, if that's the case, kick their butts out.
Right.
I'm saying go right back. But then how do you separate the wheat from the chaff?
How do you do that?
Right. How do you separate the kids who don't care about being Americans to those who truly embrace the culture, who've never known anything but
right.
the culture, and how would you send them back in a situation like that? Well, listen, the phone lines are very full.
Yes, they are.
People want to talk about this. How about Jack and Alexandria? Start us off. You're on with Brian and Tony this morning.
Hey, man, fellas, love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Listen, I think the only compromise that I think would be somewhat acceptable, if you're not going to deport them, you cannot let them obtain citizenship ever. I mean, maybe permanent residency, but they can't get citizenship and they can't get the right to vote or, in my opinion, the right to own a firearm.
Can I ask you this question? Would you be okay if they did a turn in the military?
That, I think, would be the one exception.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd be okay with that.
Well, you know, that's the concept of Starship Troopers.
Right.
To become a citizen, you must have military service, which is an interesting concept from the 50s, actually, matter of fact.
They can't ever become permanent residents. They can't ever vote unless they're willing to do
unless they do something
in the military.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
If you just legislate it, it can always be changed later by someone else, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think about it, DD in Silver Spring? You're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning.
Good morning. I think that Donald Trump is very wise to leave the DACA kids alone. We need a comprehensive immigration reform plan, not to pick off pieces. And second of all, I think that these kids, they don't know anything else. They didn't ask to be brought here. They're kind of victims in the whole process. To send them back to a country where they may not speak the language or have any living relatives doesn't make sense, since we've spent a good amount of money to educate them.
Well, what about their parents, though? Their parents did actively violate the law.
Right.
I don't think their parents should ever be offered citizenship, and I don't think the DACA kids should ever be able to sponsor anybody coming in from another country for citizenship.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think, our folks have it all figured out.
This is good to hear.
Yeah, how about Rick in Fredericksburg? You're on with Brian and Tony this morning. Hello, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning. I agree with everything that's said, especially I was going to jump into the Starship Trooper reference, which you guys beat me to it. Having said that, though, we are on the verge of getting so much more than we've ever had in the right direction on immigration that we don't want to let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Well, that's a good point. You've got to find the first time we're getting anywhere. I think you've got to find a solution which works.
Well, I mean, look, there is low-hanging fruit here.
Right.
And as we've just been discussing throughout the morning, there are laws on the books that are not being enforced. The only thing you got to do is tell the Border Patrol, hey, those laws that you've not been allowed to enforce, start enforcing them. That's a big step in the right direction, isn't it? Absolutely. More of your calls straight ahead. It's now 8:43 on WMAL.
The United States Marines have a motto, Semper Fidelis, or Semper Fi. It means always faithful in Latin, and it's at the core of everything the Marines do. Michael Avery at the Avery Law Firm knows this motto well. Since 1994, Michael has led clients through their legal battles with the same level of dedication. Call 703-462-5050 today. That's 703-462-5050, or go to SemperFiLawyer.com. The Avery Law Firm, taking care of our own.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's now 8:45 on WMAL. More of your calls straight ahead. Right now, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, we have the backups leaving Springfield, and you're thinking, yep, toward Annandale, we have that every morning, but we also have the delays heading around toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and that's due to the accident now on the shoulder as you make your trip on the outer loop side after Van Dorn. So just be alert of that. Out of Maryland, back near St. Barnabas Road, you're still going to find some of that stop and go. Upper Marlboro, we have a terrible crash this morning and still with the closure of Route 4 coming southbound past 301. That's where you have the overturned dump truck, pickup truck involved as well. Inbound, you can see all this activity, so very slow on the approach. In through town, a stretch of 15th Street is closed due to police activity. 15th Street, it looks like it's moved a little farther north between K and L Street, and definitely seeing delays now in each direction. 14th Street is open, so that works as an option for sure. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you're seeking cold and snow, you're coming to the wrong place. Lots of sunshine and mild today, up near 60 degrees. Overnight tonight, some showers in later, 49. Those showers may clip some of us for the commute in tomorrow morning, but then sun for the afternoon, windy, 55. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees. It's 8:46 on WMAL. It's Brian Wilson, Tony Schaefer in the house today as our guest host. And we're asking the question of you, what should be done with the Dreamers? I mean, Donald Trump's going to do a lot of things about immigration today. He's going to start building the wall. He's going to start cracking down on sanctuary cities. And these are all things I think most people listening to this program agree is the right direction to go. But he's not going to take on the Dreamers. He has said it's not his intention at the moment to tackle that problem. Are you okay with that? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Bob in Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning. What do you say, Bob?
Well, I say there's actually two groups of Dreamers. There's the Dreamers that came here, very young kids with their parents. But there's a whole other group that was recruited by the Obama administration through Spanish advertisements in Spanish in Central America. And they, many of them are 15, 16, 17, 18. Some of them are bringing little children with them. And they're passed from organization to organization here in Northern Virginia. They have lawyers. They have different residences. They've made it impossible to track them. But these are really not the Dreamers, I think, that most people would think about.
And in situations like that, your feeling would be they should go back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that became an issue, what, about 2 years ago when you had this overwhelming mass of children, adolescents and others coming across the border. And I think that's something, frankly, the administration, the new administration should look at for criminal charges, because I think the idea of encouraging illegal immigration is something that was probably not in our best interest, but that is a good point. There should be an examination of how to return these children who purposely came here under that, what I would call an illegal Obama program.
Yeah. John in Tyson's Corner, you're up next with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning. What do you say there, John?
Yeah, hi guys, good morning.
Morning.
So I'm the son of immigrants myself. My parents are Arab immigrants from the Middle East. They came here in the 1960s. They've been here about 50 years now. But they came here legally,
right,
not illegally, okay? So we're a country with law and order. There's rule of law, okay? If you don't have law and order, enforceable laws, you don't have a country. So these people that are here, listen, either that you put them in the military, put them in the army, or you make the parents pay a big fine. Make them pay a $5,000 or $10,000 fine.
Right.
Because they clearly broke the law and they didn't come here legally. I mean, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, unless I don't have the parents. I don't know about kids. If you really were a small infant when you came here, and it's all you've ever known, and you've assimilated, and you're really more of an American kid than a Mexican kid.
This may be a case by case.
Yeah, what is the standard that you apply? I have a real hard time with that. The parents, however, knew what they were doing. They violated the law. There should be some penalty there.
Well, there was intent to violate the law, clearly.
Yeah, clearly on that. How about Robert in Hinesville? You're on with Brian and Tony Schaefer this morning.
No, I want all the Dreamers to go. It's ridiculous to put illegals in our military. They are never going to pay a fine. And so there's 3 points.
All right, so there's just no way you want them to stay, or you have no compassion for those who've been here for many, many years?
I have some compassion, but it's not our responsibility. And they are illegal. They have to go.
All right. The hardliner there, yep, in Robert in Hinesville. How about Stephen in D.C.? You're up next with Brian and Tony Schaefer.
I agree with the previous caller. They are here illegally. They shouldn't be rewarded simply because they've managed to elude the law for 10 or 20 years. What does that say about other crimes that people commit? Do you get a free pass because you've managed to duck and run? I don't think so, and I don't think that they certainly have no right to be here, and I think that the president ought to keep his campaign promises and send them back where they came from.
All right, well, listen, thank you for the calls. I mean, right now it does appear we are at least starting to head in the right direction.
Right.
Let's not lose sight of that. This is a debate that can continue. But in the meantime, let's all celebrate the fact that apparently immigration is a big issue with this president. He's going to try to turn things around in that direction.
Right.
8:51 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sometimes even fake pills can have a real impact. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Usually when researchers are testing a new medication, they enroll participants in what's called a double-blind, placebo-controlled trial. That's when neither the researchers nor the participants know who's getting the real drug and who's getting a placebo. But listen to this interesting study out of Portugal. People with chronic lower back pain filled out questionnaires describing the intensity of their pain and their degree of disability. All of them received real treatment with painkillers, but half were also prescribed what they were told was a placebo. After 3 weeks, that group reported feeling significantly less pain and less disabled. The researchers think that just the ritual of taking a medication and an added sense of hope can help activate our natural capacity to control pain. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts,
chocolates, flowers. Like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late.
Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you. So you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at comcast.com/service.
This is Joe Cordell. I'm here to talk to you about an unpleasant but an important subject, and that's the subject of divorce. If you're in a good marriage, or even a marriage that's not so good, but that can be saved, then you can tune out for the next 60 seconds. Now I want to speak to the guys that are still listening. Odds are you're like a lot of guys. You've worked hard to get ahead. You have a nice home, some savings, a solid retirement plan, and children that you love more than life itself. Yet despite your thoughtful game plan, you're now facing a divorce that you can't avoid. That's where we come in. Cordell & Cordell makes it its business to focus on representing men in your situation.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, in the district, the grid's getting locked, thus the grid lock in town. This is painful. I was so optimistic telling you that 14th Street was open, but the closures on 15th Street and L Street with these protesters is just causing a mess downtown. So the closures on L Street will be between 15th and 16th Street. 15th Street closed between L and M. K Street, you get hit hard. Everybody on 16th Street, 13th Street, even 14th Street, 15th, you get the idea. In town, it's going to be a little while till we can clear this mess on our hands. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, 395, back near the Pentagon, over the bridge span onto the freeway. Westbound freeway still slows to get you past the 3rd Street Tunnel. Upper Marlboro, if you can, avoid or expect the detour in place. Outbound, southbound Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, closed to 301. Accident involved the overturned dump truck. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. Treats the most AFib patients in the Washington, D.C. region with innovative treatments like the Watchman to help reduce the risk of stroke associated with this condition. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/AFib. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good clear sky this morning, nice blue sky this afternoon, close to 60 degrees. Some showers rolling later tonight will fall back to near 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
49 degrees, 8:57.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details. Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Well, tomorrow we'll be joined by Jake Tapper. Susan Ferriccio will be at the GOP retreat, which is taking place. I'd like to thank Tony Schaefer for joining us here today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to be on.
And there's Chris Plant.
Hey, hello, Chris.
Tony is barely visible in here. He's disguised as a radio studio, and you can't actually pick
blends
him up
right
from
into the
wall
the
behind.
And I smell like ozone, too.
Ermine camouflage. It's an amazing thing. Mastered the techniques here. Well, Donald Trump, let's see, wild man off the rails or genius manipulating each and every news cycle.